Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tiny fresh meat. Inside China's Child Star Factory. Written by Tan Yunfei. Published in The World of Chinese. Read by Anthony Tao. 9-year-old Duo Duo is a minor celebrity among his classmates, teachers, and even local security guards, having appeared in many school plays and concerts. On weekends, he hones his skills through grueling 4-hour shifts at a studio set, sweating under lights and makeup, and patiently doing take after take of a 5-minute scene. While many of his peers are content to get their extracurricular arts from state-funded children's palaces, and often cut back once homework and academic enrichment classes pile up, Duo Duo is different. Despite being in the third grade, he has appeared in talent shows put on by Shenzhen Television and eShenzhen.com, and acts in 2 to 3 music videos per year. Each Saturday, he attends a training school founded by stage parent Tai Ge, whose daughter, Dai Wenqi, also known as Xiao Chou Chou, i.e. Little Stinker, is an internet celebrity who has appeared on Beijing TV's Spring Festival Gala. Yet Duo Duo isn't exactly a professional either. He doesn't come from a family of performers, and isn't forced to take to the stage to support his family. Just the opposite, in fact. Duo Duo's father, Zhu Gegang, says group voice lessons cost 150 RMB for 45 minutes of instruction, and private lessons several times that much. Some of Duo Duo's stage and TV appearances, moreover, are paid for by his parents. One show tried to charge 400 RMB for a 2-minute spot. China's stage parents, though, find the costs and sacrifices worthwhile. Quote, "Isn't going on stage or on camera the point of learning to sing and dance?" asks Yan Hongxia, whose daughter Fei Fei, another disciple of Tai Ge, was recently runner-up in a national child modeling competition. The 12-year-old has also released an original song online, acted in the short film My Dream, and several TV series, and has an account on short video platform Douyin that's religiously updated by her mother. Quote, "For a student of the arts, the stage is the classroom, so I feel like the more opportunities to go on camera, the better," end quote. A growing industry now exists to support careers like Fei Fei's. According to the PRC's State Education Commission, there were over 1,000 organizations in Beijing alone dedicated to, quote, child star training in 2014. Unlike private schools, which offer traditional drawing, piano, and calligraphy classes, these organizations explicitly coach children for camera work, NVs, short films, modeling, and TV, and offer opportunities to appear on stage and in talent competitions. Many are founded by well-known stage parents or celebrities, like actor Sun Nan, and some even provide talent agency services. Liu Wenhua, vice director of a Shenzhen training institute, tells The World of Chinese that his school has seen a boom in enrollment recently, though he's reluctant to provide details. Liu, who has over a decade's experience in the entertainment industry, gave several reasons for this development, including an obsession with celebrity culture and a new emphasis on arts in public schools, as China's exam-oriented system transitions toward, quote, quality education. This concept, first brought up in 1985, aims to foster students' ability in more diverse fields, including music, art, and sports. Pop culture also plays a role. The 2013 reality show, Dad, Where Are We Going?, starring celebrity dads and their kids, precipitated an explosion in training schools. Hunan TV's all-child adaptation of literary classics Story of the White Snake and Dream of the Red Chamber premiered to rave reviews in 2016 and 2017, respectively, with the latter earning 77 million views on Tencent.com and a rating of 9.2 on review app Douban. Copycats of other well-known works, Water Margin, Hua Mulan, The White Hair Girl, soon appeared. While many of these shows' casts have been praised as Xiao Xi Gu, Little Drama Bones, meaning junior veteran actors, the prevalence of pay-for-play has given rise to the pejorative term Xiao Xi Zi, based on an ancient insult for vaudeville performers who were considered less honorable than farmers or artisans, to refer to today's manufactured child stars, according to Liu. The industry is also a magnet for controversy due to under-regulation and runaway costs. According to Shenzhen trainer Ji Yiran, parents can pay 23,800 RMB in tuition fees alone for 22-hour classes, and the chance to record two episodes of Star Age Broadcast, a child-hosted online news show produced by her employer, Times China Media, and aired by Tencent. Ji says the kids still have to pass an audition. The company also produces Laugh Out Loud, an online series broadcast by ITE and Tencent, starring four children whose parents each pay 158,000 RMB to participate. Starring in a music video on ITE, meanwhile, can cost tens of thousands for filming, costume, and makeup. Most parents do just one song, Ji admits. Chu is reluctant to discuss the exact amount he spends each year to make Duoduo a star, fearing that, quote, the teachers will be influenced due to the Fan Bingbing incident, a tax evasion scandal which rocked the entertainment industry last summer. But notes that some celebrity-founded training schools charge hundreds of thousands for a year's instruction. Other parents gave the World of Chinese monthly budgets of 10,000 to 20,000 RMB. The prevalence of paid performing opportunities has led less scrupulous companies to take advantage. In 2018, a Hunan father named He Xing sued a company that charged him 12,800 RMB to get his 9-year-old son a top role in an online movie, but instead gave the boy three scenes in one line. The court ordered the company to return a little more than half the fees. Mr. Hua stated he had also spent 5,500 RMB on transportation and food during the shoot, and that the company had charged different fees according to the size of the role promised. Some families paid 28,900 RMB, according to Sixtone. For all the money spent, most families are arguably less interested in raising future artists than participating in China's competitive parenting trend. In 2018, the 15-page CV of a 5-year-old submitted for admissions to a preschool in Shanghai sparked discussion about the phenomenon of super kids, children who excel, win awards, and pursue fame to an often absurd degree. The trend is encouraged by a system that places enormous pressure on schools to offer academic courses and prepare students for standardized tests. Teachers are happy to let enthusiastic parents pursue extracurricular quality education targets themselves. A Beijing parent told the World of Chinese that her 8-year-old's summer homework once included, quote, putting on a performance. She ended up getting her son to start a band with two other children and play one show in a community clubhouse that the parents rented together. Quote, I once saw a girl sing a solo at a children's palace and was so envious, admits Yan, explaining why she encouraged her daughter to sing and model. I hoped Feifei can be just as shining and confident. Yan blames most of the competitiveness on parents. Quote, children are very simple. If you ask them to sing a song on stage, they'll sing a song, end quote. According to Ji, vanity is a major reason why parents come to her company. Quote, it's because other people's children are doing it, end quote. It's not just about vanity projects and the remote possibility of stardom, though. Ji adds that her classes can have major benefits. Quote, the student who made the greatest impression on me had parents who were too busy with work to spend much time with her, she tells the World of Chinese. Quote, she transformed from a timid girl who hid behind her mother to someone who can calmly introduce herself on stage, improvise, and get in character. Going on camera gives children opportunity to express themselves and become more confident and independent, end quote. My son's EQ has improved, claims Chu. Kids who undergo artistic training have noticeably better interpersonal skills. Yan, meanwhile, views the training as a way to make up for the emotional and artistic qualities neglected by past generations of parents and educators. Quote, "I'm afraid to sing in public because I never took any singing classes when I was a child," she says. "When I was young, I liked to draw, but my family didn't have the resources to support this dream." Such views have drawn scorn from the likes of education expert Lan Hai, who told the paper that many of today's child stars are really living their parents' dreams. Quote, "All parents should ask, are they doing it for the children or for themselves?" she declared, noting that some push their children into performing because they feel bad for not spending enough time with them, or think children should not be idle. In 2016, a viral article despaired that Xi Zi are dominating while heroes disappointed. That is, entertainers are paid disproportionately more than scientists. Alarm over celebrity worship also sounded after a 2011 China Youth and Children Research Center survey of 6,466 students in six provinces found that 68.4% of respondents from the 3rd to 8th grade named singers, actors, and athletes as their heroes, compared to 2.3% who admired scientists. Then there are the usual pressures and abuses that have long plagued the entertainment industry. China's most infamous child star, Beijing Olympic lip-syncer Lin Miaoke, may be an adult now, but has been criticized for, among other things, flaunting her wealth, being paid to drink with clients, and failing her audition to several prestigious film academies. Fans of Dad, Where Are We Going? Have also been accused of invading the child star's privacy and shipping the underage actors into pretend romantic couples. Chu and his wife plan to protect Duo Duo by limiting his exposure and have considered sending him to an art school in the U.S. when he's older. Their eventual goal is for Duo Duo to take the E-Call, China's admissions exam for fine and performing arts colleges, a goal that most other parents at the school don't share. "It wasn't a choice that we had in our day," Chu says. The E-Call, which tests artistic ability along with general knowledge, has long been considered an attractive alternative to the overcrowded Gaokao, the National College Entrance Examination, with admission minimum as much as 35% lower. In recent years, though, the E-Call has also exploded in popularity, with the elite Central Academy of Drama expecting an acceptance rate of 0.8% overall and 0.2% for drama, the most popular major. "In spite of Feifei's busy schedule," says Yan, "schoolwork still comes first." Quote, "We never miss school to do shoots or competitions, and Feifei takes her classes mostly during the weekend," Yan says. Quote, "As Chinese people become more affluent, it's natural for them to choose one or two artistic talents for kids to focus on," end quote. Chu believes that the extracurricular activities are good preparation for whatever path in life the children take. Quote, "Just like school rankings publicized online, there are placements at modeling competitions and successes and failures, which children learn to accept," he says. "Going on stage is like taking midterms or finals, where kids discover their strengths and weaknesses." Plus, Yan points out, child stars may actually have an easier life than regular kids, given the demands of mainstream education. Quote, "In order to achieve high scores and a better future for their kids, Feifei's classmates' parents force them to spend even more time on English classes and math Olympiad than Feifei does on the arts," Yan says. "And they don't have as much fun as she does. I feel sorry for them." With additional reporting by Hattie Liu. An update. On April 3rd, the National Radio and Television Administration issued new guidelines prohibiting TV programs from sensationalizing and over-commercializing child actors and promoting competition, underage romance, violence, fame, and wealth.